Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
For first aid to fast relief from headache, acid indigestion, and cold misery, always rely on Alka-Seltzer, made by Miles Laboratories, who bring you, transcribed, One Man's Family. Overheard between Hazel and Fanny in the library.
Where's Father? He's probably out on the street watching for Clifford to come home engaged.
What?
Clifford's being pushed into marriage before he's ready, Hazel. Your father's done everything except go over to Maudie Pemberton's and propose to her on Clifford's behalf.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today.
Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Yes, friends, remember Alka-Seltzer whenever you have a headache. The first thing to do for fast headache relief is always drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer is already dissolved when you take it. Therefore, it's ready to go to work instantly. That's why it brings such fast relief. Remember, the first thing to do whenever you have a headache is drink a glass of Alka-Seltzer. You'll feel better fast. Yes, you can always depend on Alka-Seltzer for the comforting headache relief you want.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Chapter 24, Book 82. It is late afternoon here in Seacliff, San Francisco, and Fanny Barber, sitting alone in the library, has been knitting furiously. Fanny sometimes finds an emotional outlet in the rapid click of knitting needles. This afternoon, something is weighing on her mind. At this moment, she hears the front door close, and lowering her knitting to her lap, she waits, tense and unhappy.
Hello, Mother.
Oh, I thought it was Clifford. Come in, Hazel.
You know what I've done? I walked over here to read you a letter from Pinky and forgot to bring it.
Oh.
I put the letter on the hall table so I'd be sure to remember it and came off without it. How are you?
Oh, just fine.
Pinky's working with the road crew 4,000 feet up on Mount Barrett, and they're actually sleeping in tents, Mother. Or that is, they have been. They're constructing some barracks with stoves in them, which ought to be ready by this time. Oh, my, it's cozy in here. Pinky says in the middle of the night when he's shivering in his sleeping bag, he often thinks about Grandfather's library and how cozy and warm it is. Where's Father?
I haven't the faintest idea in the world.
Oh.
He's probably out in the street watching for Clifford to come home engaged.
What?
Why,
Mother, what's the matter?
Oh, it's all right. Your father is running everybody's life now.
Mother, did you say engaged?
Mm-hmm.
To Maudie?
Clifford's being pushed into marriage before he's ready, Hazel. Push, push, push.
Oh, it can't be that bad.
You know, your father's done everything except to actually go over to Maudie Pemberton's and propose to her on Clifford's behalf. Gave him Aunt Isabel's diamond engagement ring.
Whose? Oh, Aunt Isabel's.
Of course, I'm not superstitious. But if there ever was an unlucky engagement ring, it's that one. Lost her fiancé the day of the wedding and died an old maid.
You mean Father gave the ring to Cliff to give to Maudie?
Pushing him with an heirloom.
When was this?
Last night, I suppose. Clifford's going to stop and give Maudie the ring on her way home from the real estate office.
Mother, Maudie's a wonderful person. And Cliff needs a wife, Mother.
I know Clifford better than any of you, and he isn't strong, Hazel. He's a charming, wonderful boy, but he simply isn't steady.
Fanny, there's the whole spectrum of colors in the sky. Oh, Hazel.
Hello, Father.
Well, that's a pretty dress you're wearing, Hazel.
Why, thank you, Father.
Did your mother tell you about the ring we gave Cleveland?
I had nothing to do with it.
I was saying to your mother at luncheon, Hazel, she'll have to face right up to the fact that Clifford soon is going to be a married man. Yes, face right up to it, accept it, embrace it. Yeah. He's getting a wonderful little woman. I can't seem to make your mother realize if it weren't for Maudie, Clifford would still be sitting around here reading the want ads.
Mother, don't you like Maudie?
Of course I do. She's very nice. But Clifford isn't ready yet, Hazel. I can't seem to convey to your father that Clifford simply isn't prepared to take on responsibility. It isn't the time for him to get married.
Pressing on into middle age, has a gray hair or two, has a big, gangling motherless son in boarding school, but it's too soon for him to get married. I don't know.
Goodness, you two haven't had words today, have you?
No, we had a splendid luncheon and a very happy afternoon, didn't we, Fanny? Yes. Only thing is, your mother can't quite get adjusted to the idea. But she will. She'll come around to it. She's a reasonable woman.
I do think, Mother, that Marty's had a remarkable effect on Cliff. Hmm. And he looks so happy.
Listen
lately.
To Hazel, Fanny. Do you hear what she's saying? Now, when Clifford comes home with this big news, a thing for you to do, Fanny, is to throw your arms around him. Let him see how delighted you are. And then phone Marty. Yes, congratulate her. Yes, yes, I want Marty to feel that the doors here have been flung wide open to her. That she's a member of the Barber family from the minute she puts that ring on.
Excuse me. I'll go and see how Mrs. Kettlemoor's coming with dinner.
Eh? Fanny, what have I done now? Fanny?
I'll be back in a moment, Henry.
Poor mother. She's losing her boy.
Oh, think of the sore taser. We're gaining a daughter-in-law who put some spunk in Kiffin. Yes, some iron in his spine. Maudie is a young woman with ambition and drive and force. She has real qualities of character. Yeah, she's not like these flibbity-gibbet creatures that Clifford used to squire around. Well, he's got a woman this time. And don't think for one moment, Hazel, that I'm pushing this thing, because I'm not. I'm helping out, that's all.
I know, Father.
The boy has shown the rare good judgment to fall in love with the right woman.
Oh, dear, Mrs. Kettleman's not feeling well again.
Oh, Fanny, Fanny, cheer up. Don't you worry about Mrs. Kettleman. Here. Let me hold your chair. There you are.
Thank you, Henry.
Now, don't you worry. You'll see that this is the finest thing that ever happened to Clifford.
Oh, dear, I really must go. What time do you expect, Cliff?
We never do expect him anymore, Hazel. We go right ahead with dinner at the regular time. Some nights he phones for Maudie to say he won't be here, and some nights he just doesn't come.
Well, you can't expect the boy to come home to dinner on an evening like this, Fanny, eh? Can you, Hazel? No. They'll want to celebrate the occasion. Yes, they'll go somewhere and have a quiet dinner together in a candle-lit romantic restaurant and talk for hours. You'll have to adjust to it, Fanny. You'll have to make up your mind that you're going to like it.
I really think it's going to be all right, Mother. That's good, Hazel. Dan agrees with Father. He thinks Marty's a wonderful influence for Cliff. We all do. Jack does, and Betty, and Nicky, and Claudia, we all do. And Paul, I know, likes Marty very much. Have you talked to Paul?
I know what you're saying among yourselves, that I'm holding back because, well, it isn't the silver cord at all, Hazel. It really isn't. It's something much more complex than that. But I can't make any of you see.
No, Fanny.
Please don't treat me patronizingly, Henry. Please don't. I've watched Clifford from the time he was a baby. I know Clifford.
Yes.
But I won't say it again. And I'll tell you this, if it'll relieve you. I'll welcome Maudie.
I know you will, Mother.
I'll love her. I'll try very hard.
You don't have to try. One straight look at Maudie and you fall head over heels in love with her. I did.
Really, Henry?
Why don't I give an engagement dinner for Cliff? Wouldn't that be fun?
You're too late, Hazel. Yes, too late.
Oh?
Claudia and Nicholas are going to give a big 2-day engagement party at the Sky Ranch. Maudie hasn't seen the Sky Ranch yet, you know. Yes, we're all going up this weekend. We're going to have a high old time. It's all worked out.
When did you arrange all this?
This afternoon.
Oh, it'll be glorious up there. Isn't that a grand idea, Mother?
We weren't going to say anything until afterward, but Claudia and Nicholas and I worked out the plans in complete detail just a little while ago. Huh?
Well, somebody came in the front door.
Oh, Paul's home, I guess. Paul, come on in.
It's me, Dad.
Clifford.
Good evening.
Oh, Clifford.
Hazel, how's it going?
Oh, fine.
Say, there was a sunset a minute ago that knocked your eye out. Any of you see it? I drove home along the marina. Boy, what a sight.
Oh, my boy, you seem very happy. Huh?
Oh,
you've got some news for us, eh? Got a surprise?
Oh, have I. Mom, come on. Hazel, on your feet.
Huh?
Come on, you two.
Yes. Hear what Clifford said, Fanny. Stand up.
I want you to be very happy, Clifford. I really do.
Yeah, hey, where's your coat? In the hall closet? Come on, I'll get it. Hazel, where's yours?
Right here, Cliff.
Huh?
Where are we going?
Never mind. Come on, Mom.
What in the world?
Here, take this old tweed coat, Mom, and put it around your shoulders.
But where are we going?
Just outside here. I want you to see something. Go ahead, Hazel. Dad? Mom, let me take your arm. Now then, take a look over there.
Why, whose car is that?
Clifford.
For goodness sake, what kind of a car is it?
Bernadotti.
Huh?
It's an Italian car with a French motor. Look at it, Dad. Isn't that something? Did you ever see such lines in all your life? It's a convertible. Look at those white sidewall tires.
Clifford. Oh, and you needed a car so.
You like it, Ma?
It's simply beautiful, isn't it, Henry? Oh, yes. Oh, Clifford, and this is a surprise.
Hazel, what do you think?
Oh, I'm speechless.
Dad?
Yes.
Oh, being practical, huh? Well, I got my last check from the Elkhorn Realty Company today, and with that and my profit on the Frome place, I was able to make the down payment. So you don't have to worry about that aspect, Dad. Just look at the car.
Yeah, foreign car.
Now, don't criticize Henry. Don't spoil his pleasure.
Yes, but Maudie, does... Did you... That is, does Maudie know about this?
No, no, not yet. She wasn't home this afternoon. She had extra duty at the hospital. So, while I was waiting for her, I went over to European Motors to sort of just look around, you know?
Oh, I'm so happy for you, Clifford. I love it. Let's go for a ride.
Clifford, you didn't... You didn't show Maudie the ring?
Oh, that's tonight, Dad. You betcha. I'm going to make quite an entrance with a job and a car and Aunt Isabel's ring. Oh, I'm a triple threat man. I'm going to sweep Maudie right off her feet. Come on, I want to show it to you. It's got fog lights and everything. Isn't that something?
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Are antihistamines effective in treating the misery of a cold?
The answer is yes. Medical literature reports that more than 20,000 cold cases have been treated with antihistamines with 75% effectiveness.
Are antihistamines safe to take?
The answer is yes. Just read the directions on the package and follow them exactly.
Is Tabsin an antihistaminic tablet?
The answer is yes. Tabsin contains one of the most effective antihistamines known to medical science.
Is Tabsin more than just an antihistaminic tablet?
The answer is yes. Tabsin is an advanced formula that combines an effective antihistamine with other medically proved ingredients to help relieve more of your cold symptoms. It does more for you than any antihistamine alone.
First,
Tabsin's antihistaminic properties relieve the sniffles and sneezes of a cold.
Second,
Tabsin also relieves the aches and pains of a cold.
Third,
Tabsin also relieves the fever of a cold.
And
Tabsin goes one step further to help combat the dull, drowsy feeling.
Yes, Tabsin is more than just another antihistamine tablet. Much more. Don't wait for that next cold to strike. Get Tabsin from your druggist now and be prepared. When you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin. Here's the family again.
Hello, Marty. Cliff. I wanted to make sure you were home. Yeah, I'm coming over tonight, and you'd better brace yourself, woman. There's going to be a big change in your life.
Friends, remember to try Tabsin for relief of your cold symptoms. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. Now at all drugstores. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache and fever which so often accompany a cold. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, for cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Maudie gives Clifford an answer. Chapter 25, Book 82. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.